As Maggie said, this is my last Sunday with you folks, and I'm gonna miss you. It's been really good here for me, and I know many of you now, and it's different for me to sit here and say that I know some of you, and then it's quite different standing in front of a bunch of people that I don't know. So I think I said last month when I preached, but I'll say it again, thank you for welcoming me here and treating me the way you have. It's been a really wonderful experience, so thank you to all of you. Thanks, Jameson, for being here too. He's one of my colleagues, and thank you for your class this morning. I threw you under the bus a little bit, sorry about that. He's our military guy, so thanks for your service, though. He's 10 years in the military. We're going to do something a little bit different this morning. Steve, you're going to have to be patient. It's a little more touchy-feely thing. So, you know, just be patient, be flexible, give it a try. So, in your bulletins, the title says, What is the Spirit of Truth Saying Today? So the idea is actually to take that literally, and there's instructions right underneath that in your bulletin, and it basically says, as you listen to this scripture, well, I'm going to read the scripture, as you listen to the scripture, and then I'm going to say a few words, I'll probably talk for only about 10 minutes. Just listen to it and just kind of consider kind of what is bubbling up for you. And then after I'm done talking, we'll kind of break up into groups of three, and we'll take about 10 minutes and share with one another, and then we'll come back with each other at the end and talk. Okay? So what one of the purposes of this is that this is the Gospel of John. A lot of people perceive the Gospel of John as something more spiritual. So I thought we'd do something a little more spiritual this morning. So the scripture is John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. And it's on page 103 of your Pew Bibles. Listen for the word of God. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and which is to love one another unconditionally, just as God loved us. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be with you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. So here's my short sermon. So the Gospel of John is probably known to be written after the first three Gospels, which are known as the Synoptic Gospels. We talked about that in the group this morning. Those Gospels are all very similar to one another. The word synoptic has to do with similarity. But this is considered kind of a different gospel. It has fairly few of the well-known parables in it, and there are also fairly few miracle stories. The other thing that's kind of unique about this text is that there's long discourses of Jesus' teaching. So some people, and I would say even more so in the mystical tradition, consider this to be the more teaching gospel. And in this particular chapter, or this particular, these verses that I just read are out of chapter 14, his discourse takes up about three quarters of that chapter. What's also interesting about this is a lot of people say, well, this idea, this word, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, which is paraclete, is new. It's not mentioned in any of the Gospels. But actually, a lot of the language in John is not actually that new. It's actually, there's many metaphors and so on that are from the Old Testament. It even starts out that way, in the beginning, which is taken from the very first phrase of the Old Testament. So this word paraclete, it's a Greek word. It means advocate, but it also can mean comforter or helper or consoler. And John further, and I want to just clarify that, the author of John, we don't really know who the author of John is, but I'm going to probably just say John because it's easier. So I'll just say John further defines this as the Spirit of truth. And this is kind of what that's what came up for me when I read this scripture, this Spirit of truth. Another word that could be used there that it might capture the Greek a little bit better too is reality, the Spirit of reality. And I like that because it says this, if I use the reality piece, this is the Spirit of reality whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or nor knows him. And if I think about that as well, the world does have a hard time dealing with reality, I think. But I'm going to talk about it. I like this truth piece because that reminded me of some pieces of my life that just came up recently. So, some of you know I have a girlfriend. So my girlfriend called me a couple days ago. And she said to me, I'm going camping with some friends of mine next month, and you said I could use some of your camping equipment. And I said to her, yeah, you can use some of it. I need to go through it and check it out. There's some backpacking equipment in there, but camping is a little different, and I have backpacking equipment in there. And I see everything seemed normal to me, and she said, you sound funny. I kept moving. Well, I have backpacking equipment, I have camping equipment. No, you sound funny. What's wrong? I don't think, I'm checking, kind of checking into myself. Nothing's wrong with me. You're concealing something from me. And I had to think about that. And now this is all happening quickly. I'm telling you the story slowly. And I'm realizing that I am concealing something from her. And I said, well, I have some fragile equipment that I don't want to get ruined. Well, I don't understand. Can you? I just don't understand what you're talking about. There's still something you seem to be hiding. Yes, I'm hiding something from you. After reading this scripture, I'm thinking, okay, here's this truth thing. I just do not want to say the truth. Because I'm noticing how kind of ashamed I am and how embarrassed I am about the truth of what's happening, what I know about myself. And what I know about myself is I spend a ton of money every now and then on various items in my life. Maybe backpacking equipment or bicycling equipment. I get into these things. And I don't want to loan them out to anybody. Not even my girlfriend. And so I didn't want to tell her that, you know, I was more focused on my equipment than I was on helping her have a good camping journey with her friends. And she said, well, I kind of tried to explain that to her. And she said, well, why didn't you just tell me that? Why don't you just tell me that you spent a lot of money on these things and, you don't want me to use them and that's fine with me. That's what I would have told you. I would have said, hey, I'm sorry, I spent a lot of money. I don't want to do that. And I said, well, it's different than that. What's different than that? Well, have you ever heard the phrase, if you're going to eat crow, you better eat it while it's still warm. You never heard that? I love that. So here it comes. You know, this is this moment of truth for me. You know, I'm going to tell Jenna. Jenna's her name. I'm going to tell Jenna the truth. So I said, well, I'm not telling you the truth. You're right, I am concealing from you, and I'm not telling you the truth because I'm embarrassed and ashamed that I'm so focused on my material that I don't want to loan it to you. And I thought, you know, the walls were going to come crashing down at that point. And she said, thank you for telling me the truth. And that was it. She said, it's no problem. You know, you don't want to loan your stuff to me, that's fine. I just thought everything was going to fall apart. So to me, this is what this brings up for me, is this sense of this truth in me that knows the truth, that constantly wants to hide the truth. You know? But it works. Most of the time. You know, I've had people get angry about with me too when I tell the truth. But at the end of the day, it seems the truth always works. So that's my story. And when you guys circle up, maybe you have your own. But I want to add one last piece to this. And I'm sure I'm within my 10 minutes. I'm reading a book called The Wisdom Way of Knowing. It's more of a spiritual, this is an Episcopal priest wrote this book. And it's kind of in the realm that Jameson was talking about this morning. This author gives the metaphor of light to kind of explain what happens with this thing called truth, or with this thing called compassion, or with this thing called love. The way she explains it is that we don't see light. It's in the room, and it has the whole rainbow in it. We only see it when it strikes an object. Of course, if there's no light in here, everything's dark. We don't see a color. So this text is saying that there is a spirit of truth in me. And when that truth is expressed outward toward another, you see it. So truth comes out, it strikes you. And this author is saying that this light actually is something. It's not just an abstract idea, love, compassion, truth. It's actually something that actually affects us. If you think of a child that is loved, or just imagine somebody standing with you and like really being present, or really offering compassion, how does that touch you? It changes me. So that's my message. That's my share this morning. So I'm going to read the scripture one more time so you can just hear it. And then when I'm done reading, if you could just like grab the three people around you and just what resonates for you. Is there an image? Is there a story? Is there a memory? Okay? All right. Here it is again. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be with you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Amen. So let's get together with each other and share. And if you want to just listen to, that's fine also. That's okay too. As you guys are gathering, let me just add one thing. I just want to add one thing to this. There's two rules, and you may see them there. The first one is obviously introduce yourself, but also choose a person, because when we come back together, we're going to share. Choose someone that kind of listens also, that could talk about what you're talking about with the rest of us. And the other piece of this is that it's really about listening. What we're talking about is not having any really crosstalk, which means really commenting on about what someone else has said. So it's not a discussion. It's each person getting to share and the others listen. Okay? That's it. All right. Thank
you. Well, friends, David and I are thankful you've had a time to start talking to each other. I bet for some of you it feels way too long and others not long enough. And so I'm just going to go randomly and ask a couple of people, not every group, because really, we'd be here till even late for us. But I'm going to ask a couple people what came up or if there was a theme. And downstairs at Coffee Hour, I'd like you to talk about it a little bit more. I've also got a table laid out with brown paper that you can write what your group thought or what you were thinking so others can do that. You in the balcony may be safe, because I can't move that fast. I wonder, in this group, was there anything that came up?
Three very different interpretations or responses to the reading. One, mine was mostly about feeling within somebody else and having them within you, and talking about Rowena being in China and feeling very tied to her nonetheless and inspiring each other from afar, kind of. Craig talked about the challenge of telling the truth about wanting to go out and do something on the weekend with friends and often not really feeling the courage to say, I actually don't want to spend $100 on lunch at some fancy place, but not feeling comfortable about that. And Michael talked a lot about learning to know when the truth can come with some pre-truths almost. So when you're talking with your colleagues that are direct reports in a work situation and not being too harsh with them, or figuring out a way to be empathetic along with delivering a true message.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that think their group, they'd like to report for them? Or, okay.
I'm happy to report for our group, because my group consists of two visitors and me. We have Race and Gerard, who are visiting us today for the first time, and this is what they get to do here. So we talked about truth and relationships, and the first phrase of the scripture passage is, if you love me, and what may follow from that in a relationship, if you love me, and a person who's encountering what he considers willfulness in the partner, and that leads to lack of attentiveness to the other person's needs, and how truth is important and related in that way in relationship. And then we also talked about how we know that God wants us to tell the truth and to be honest. And if we don't, we can feel really, really horrible. And I guess focus on that feeling of feeling horrible when you have been dishonest. And we also agreed that nowadays it may be sometimes really hard to even tell what the truth is when we look out at the world. There's a lot of people, a lot of attention to virtual life, and a lot of lying.
I wonder if there's one more group from this side that feels like something might need to be shared. Okay. He's closer to me, so he won.
I take the mic because I really want to be able to let you know that we have other visitors from North Carolina. This is Carolyn.
Okay, sorry. Oops, it just happened automatically.
And this is Tripp. Carolyn mentioned how hard it is sometimes to tell the truth because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. You might want to take the easy road so that you're not feeling bad that you are saying something, the truth that you're speaking could be hurtful to someone else. So it's hard sometimes to do that. Tripp was brought up a very interesting point in that he said, sometimes my truth is not your truth. Sometimes what I perceive to be the truth may not be what you perceive to be the truth. And then we came kind of full circle, and I just want to bring that together with the fact that coming to church, we're looking for sort of a universal truth that is true for you, true for me, true for all of us, true for the world. So we come to church looking for that solid foundation of truth, and it's good if we can find it here.
Now, David had a sense that we interact with the scripture and the scripture speaks to us and then speaks to each other. Just those three pieces told me that happens, that the Holy Spirit can be in the midst of us. So may we hold ourselves to also hear God's truth for us and then be the givers of truth and peace and love in this world.
Yeah, I just wanted to offer a prayer. Just say that, yeah, just please join me in prayer. Gracious God, just thank you for another day together. And may your spirit of truth continue to be in us, through us forever, that we can learn more and more as days go by what that means to us and each other. May it grow us, heal us, comfort us. In your name, amen.
Amen.